Now broadcasting the webcomic beacon.
Send things my way, I will do.
You're lovely.
She's like, yeah, I need a new logo for my website. Can you like whip something up in your lunch break? I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I love you.
Welcome to episode 137 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com. We are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics hosting and community site at rampagenetwork.com. We are currently streaming live at webcomicbeacon.com/live, where you can find our Ustream broadcast. Of course, we have been technical difficulties recently, in which sometimes it will start looping for no apparent reason. I blame Ustream. So if we ever go offline from the broadcast, it's because we're looping for no apparent reason. I'm Fess of Fessworks.com. And with me, we are missing Mark Savory. But we do have Tanya Higgins, who is very early today at daisiesandshit.com. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Yes, I was doing homework.
Oh, wow. Fun on a Sunday.
I'm 12 now.
Yeah. Good times.
And we also have Nate Hammond, who is joining us today from jazzandjess.com. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How's it going? How goes?
I haven't seen you guys for ages.
Yeah. You know, I was invited to your birthday party.
Yes, my girlfriend invited you to my birthday party.
And I thought, wow, if I could just pop over to the UK for the next weekend, that'd be awesome. But alas, would have been quite cool. Yeah. That would have been a surprise at least.
Indeed. Today we're talking about dead web comics. And or other Halloween-y type of, it's a kind of a general show, kind of a basic show. I guess I was hoping for a couple of people to show up that are not here, but that's okay because we still have stuff to talk about, kind of. I'm gonna scroll back on my. Darn it! I hate it when my tweet deck doesn't show everything, and I have to open up the page in order to scroll back far enough to read a tweet sent to me, because I don't like using the Twitter site.
First world problems.
I know. I mean, geez. What is the world coming to when I can't look at my
Twitter?
No one
in freaking Nicaragua is having that problem right now. They're not concerned with their Twitter.
Now I'm just
Twitter,
having
Twitter.
Images of them actually having that problem, and it's hysterical in my head.
Anyway,
I've been watching the Les Stroud show about all the, like, you know, native peoples, and every once in a while you'll see someone in the background, like, in, you know, freaking headdress and war paint, like, on a cell phone, and it's hilarious. And it's kind of half sad and half surreal. Anyway, what? We had a subject. We should
We had
do
a
that.
Subject. I'm pretty sure they do comics in, you know, other countries as well. We've only had the ones that could speak English because we won't bend over backwards for anybody, apparently.
No. Go. Yeah. Nothing.
Trying to find, somebody on Twitter had messaged me and I can't seem to, I'm not looking in the right section, god damn it. Somebody, I've been hearing people like complaining about, oh, I hate the new Twitter and everything. It's like, well, I have not tried it, but I was like, I use TweetDeck and Seismic, and
I've not actually had a look at it. I'm gonna try it now. I've not actually looked at it once.
No, I think it'll automatically convert you over. I don't know.
Oh, it's horrible. I hate it. I despise change.
2 seconds, and I thought, oh, look, stuff I don't use, like I guess I use Twitter mainly, one, to promote my own ego. I guess I like to hear myself talk. Two, to kind of keep up with my friends. And three, occasionally to look someone up that I need to, you know, that I'm trying to, like, reach out and make a contact with, because that seems to be an easy way to do it. But so the new Twitter has, like, all these locations and, you know, you can look up trends and top. And I don't give a crap. I don't care what's trending. Twice now, I've looked at a trend and the overwhelming feeling again, because I am an arrogant cunt. The overwhelming feeling was, oh my God, 98% of the people on here are morons. And then I can't handle like the text speak and the weird statements, and I can't do it. So, yeah. Anyway, what?
Okay. No, I'm the same. Don't worry about it. I use it just for keeping up with webcomic people and occasionally listening to what Simon Pegg's got to say. That's about it.
Yeah, I've got as well. You know, we watched Shaun of the Dead. It was the first time. My daughter's old enough now. You know, we thought, okay, it's not too scary. So for Halloween purposes,
scary?
Better watch. Well, because zombies and things, and she has a fertile imagination like her mother, so she has nightmare issues. But I thought, okay, Shaun of the Dead will be perfect. It's zombies, and there's sad bits, and there's funny bits, and it'll be good. And so we watched Shaun of the Dead. And about 15, 20 minutes in, she goes, why is everyone talking like they're British? Well, dear.
You see.
Probably. Because this is London.
You bring over a globe and you see this, honey? Look countries.
Well, and then when I explained, oh, well, they're filming it, you know, with the British people happen to be over in Britain. And then she goes, well, but they sound just like that friend of yours on Skype. And I said, well, oddly enough,
oh.
That'd be my too. It was funny. Anyway, what? No. God, okay. I am horribly distracted today.
No, that is all right. It's a kind of a chilled show today because I want it to be. I had a convention yesterday called Falcon, Minneapolis MCBBN. I forget specifically what it's called, because apparently there's other Falcons, but this is the one that's in Minneapolis. And so they switched. Falcon used to be a two-day event. And the one in the spring called MicroCon used to be a one-day event. Well, now the two-day event is called SpringCon, and it's in the spring. And the one-day event is now what FallCon is. And this is my first time at the one-day event.
So is MicroCon now SpringCon?
No, MicroCon...
Does MicroCon still exist?
MicroCon does not exist.
It died?
Anymore. Basically, in Minneapolis, Minneapolis, St. Paul, there were two conventions by the same group. One was MicroCon, one was FallCon. FallCon was the 2-day, and MicroCon was the 1-day. Last year, they decided to, because of how conventions are with everything else, they decided to switch things up. They created SpringCon, which is the new 2-day, and they changed FallCon into the 1-day.
Okay.
So FallCon is the new MicroCon, and SpringCon is the new FallCon.
Is there a SummerCon and an AutumnCon as well?
No.
Well, that's just...
FallCon would be the AutumnCon.
SummerCon would probably be what Mix was, if anything close. Nobody does anything in the winter.
Nobody does anything in the winter in Minneapolis, right? It's frigid and horrible.
Yeah, we stay inside and look at other people shoveling their walks, and you're saying, well, you're not going to go outside.
What are you doing? People have that impression of Colorado. Whenever I tell people I'm from Colorado, they're like, oh, I can never live there. It's so cold. And I'm like, what? Are you crazy?
Colorado. Yeah, I'm thinking.
We'll get like 1 or 2 feet of snow. Yes, occasionally it will just dump on us. But you walk outside and the sun's shining. It's like.
People just think.
Well, I had this idea that you guys were all walking around in like South Park getup. You know.
You know, we're not. Absolutely. South Park is at an insane, insane elevation. The only people who live there are oxygen starved. It's
well, that would explain things.
It would, yes. Really.
I've been to South Park actually, and what's
wait,
funny
there
is
actually is a South Park?
Yes, wait, there's actually a South Park.
What do they think of the show?
Well, this is funny. I have family like past South Park, which shouldn't be possible, but they're higher and farther than South Park. And so every once in a while we would drive through and we would drive by South Park, which is what most sane people do, to get somewhere else. And you would just see this little sign, this rickety little wooden sign that said like South Park and had an arrow. And now when you go by... There's this massive billboard with Kenny on it, and it's like, the town of South Park is this way. And it's like little Kenny dolls in the post office, and it's insanity. It's crazy.
So apparently they have a license to do that then, I guess. Or
apparently. Well, all you need is a resale license, and you can you know, but yeah.
Hi, I want to make horrible fun of your town and people.
And they glommed right onto it. And I just think there has to be like 1,000 stoned, you know, comedy obsessed people who just wander up to South Park once a year in the spring
taking
when
this
it's
massive pilgrimage.
Oh god.
But you can get there. Yeah. It's because they shut down the pass in the winter. You can't get up there if it's snowing. It's ridiculous.
So I forgot what we were gonna talk about now. We're talking about dead topics for podcasts. No, the person I was talking about was Mark Lapierre. I don't know if that's how you say his name. He's from SpookyDoofus.com. He made a mention. I thought he might have been around, but I didn't see anything. I thought this person did something else for some reason. SpookyDoofus.com. For some reason, I thought he did something else. But I guess not. So it's Mark with a C and then a French last name, I believe. Lapierre, Lapierre.
Hence the mark with the C. That would also be French.
Well, not necessarily. Last name would normally angle more towards the country of origin more than the first name, because most people can name them whatever. So.
Well, you don't find a lot of men named Michel, except in France.
Yeah.
That's kind of a French thing, but and Mark with a C. That and Canadian. Quebec does the same thing. But anyway, what?
God.
You know what's sad? Anyway. I took my Adderall this morning. I would just like to make that clear to everyone.
Shit. Anyway.
I did.
Okay. All right. So basically, if anybody in the chat room has any sort of like Halloween-y type of themes of comics that they've seen, you know, drop us a line or whatever. Next week, we're going to be talking with... the guy who does Underling, I sorry, forget your name, and Jillifu, who does Demon Eater, and we're going to be talking about demons. Because last year we talked about vampires and zombies, specifically.
Yes.
So we're going to have a demons episode this year. So that'll be next week as well. And I've contacted Riley. Well, he's Riley on Twitter, but he's David...
something.
Forget his last name. I should know this.
You're apparently not a fan of surnames.
No, I'm just terrible. Dave Shabat. Shabat, or I apologize. I'm probably hatching your name here, but it's S-H-A-B-E-T, a.k.a. Riley from Dead Winter at deadwinter.cc.
Oh.
And I'm going to be trying to get him on the show because he has a really awesome comic.
I love that comic.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, at FallCon, there was somebody who came up to me and was talking to me about comics of this and that, and eventually we got on like talking about zombies. And so it's like what are some really awesome zombie comics? And it's like the Zombie Hunters, Dead Winter, and Night Zero.
Oh, and Jazz and Jess, of course.
Yeah,
hi.
Yes.
Over here.
Because
with
heaven
the thing
fucking
that I do.
Forbid.
Oh, yeah. But,
I've been doing it for like 5 years, Fez. You may have noticed. I mean.
Oh, well, yeah, but, you know, those are off the top of my head. When I read like 120 comics. And...
Well, and to be clear, I've seen him at conventions, and if I seem scattered now, holy hell. The man drinks syrup. He's not... Clear thinking.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who's actually sober here then?
Maybe. I don't know. I was out part. See, I ended up getting last night off. So I could actually try to get some sleep, but I was like so sleep deprived already. And I said, I want to go to some after parties. that didn't really help. So I woke up all groggy and icky. And I still got to color Ardra, and I'm just going to get yelled at by. John Peterson.
Me off stimulants to have a conversation. So, yeah.
So anyway.
Oh, little crack. This? Everything's fine. What?
So this week we're talking about dead web comics. Is the sort of like the topic, the theme that we're going for this week.
I know a great deal about.
Yes, and I have post some links into the chat, but if you go to bluedragoncomics.com and search on the site for Vanished Webcomics, or if you go to belfrycomics.net and you click on All Comics, and then click on Lost Comics. These are examples of what we mean by dead webcomics. Comics which aren't necessarily finished, but could be, but most likely went on indefinite hiatus and never returned. So, cool. Looks like the Ustream chat just reset.
Awesome.
So, I'm going to repost these links into the chat. And I will mention that I was looking. The only reason why I knew about the one on Blue Dragon Comics, which I couldn't get a hold of, because his email doesn't work or it's not there anymore. Lemo, who does the art for Blank It at blanketcomics.com, he used to go by the moniker Hot Soup, and he did a comic called Lethal Doses, and Lethal Doses is on the site because he was looking, just searching the name since he hasn't worked on it for like ever, and so that's what he's mostly known from back in the day, because he's like one of those earlier webcomicers, but I should get him on the show and just talk about stuff, because I probably could do that. Yeah. Since I'm renting out his basement, and so he's like, he's not that far away. Let's see here, and so that's on there as well. But the Blue Dragon site, it doesn't have as many comics on there because some of them are still linked. But if you go to the Belfry one, I don't think it's like you look at this thing and you realize you scroll and 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 you scroll. And so there's probably like a couple thousand on here that likely don't actually go to a website anymore, because the Belfry Comics is a list site. It's fairly good, I think it's an early list site. And so everything that basically where, hey, this URL doesn't work anymore, it goes into this lost folder. And you can at least look at the names and see what the URL was.
Yeah.
But just looking at this page, it's like, holy crap.
There's a lot of webcomics.
It's not so much that, things pass, people move on, but, it's still not being able to, you get disappeared from the internet. So some of these you could probably find at archive.org, which is the Internet Archive website.
Yeah.
And you can use their Wayback Machine, and it'll only work for if you actually have a URL. If you have like a subname of a URL, or you're like on Drunk Duck or Comic Genesis, it's not gonna grab the after slashes. And typically it will only go a few pages deep. It won't always save every single image that's on there. So it's not like, oh, my whole site is backed up. No, it'll keep like a bit back.
Yeah, it doesn't keep everything.
Back when I was working on the Crossover Wars and the Jenny Everywhere comic I was working on, and I need reference, and suddenly the JennyEverywhere.com site disappeared. I was like, So I went to the archive. Finally, I went to the archive.org site, and I was like, oh, good. I was like, wait, they're not all here. There's only like one or two pages of each story. I was like, no. So eventually, I did find everything that I needed most everything I needed from the original site. But, just an example is, don't count on that. If you really like something, you just put it in your bookmarks. Oh, I'll read it later. Then you go back. Oh, it's gone. It's just kind of something.
The drama
is
interesting.
Well, it's not every. I'm pretty sure not every comic on the Belfry Lost thing is notable, I should say, in such a way as there are comics that are utterly terrible. And there, and a lot of them were, people will start it and just, don't give a crap.
Yeah. Well, and there were comics too that, that I had been reading that died that aren't on there. So there were some decent comics that, didn't make it as well. He can't keep track of everything.
Well, no. But
that's unfair.
It can make you think. It's like, well, what I want to, you know, make sure that people can still see my site long after I finish it. I know
it depends.
Yeah.
On whether or not you're proud of it. If you think it sucks, I can understand wanting it to just disappear.
Well, every artist thinks that.
Ether.
Every artist is like, oh, my art sucks. But no, I have come across people where, like, I've been to their site and I was trying to look for a comic. They've taken things down and they put it like a splash page of just whatever. And then like of a portfolio of this or that. And they don't really, it's just, you know, that was it. You know, I'm done. And it's like, what? But, you know, it's like, well, I wanted to read that. And it's gone.
You could always email them.
No, I did email them. He couldn't find them.
No.
So,
hey, you, I want all of your comics. Send them to me. But I don't do this anymore. I want them. Give them to me.
I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's another guy I know. He's kind of waffled a bit. I'm not naming names for a reason.
Of course.
Because I didn't talk to him that I was going to talk about you on the show. But, you know, he's had his comics in particular areas which you knew where they were and you could go read them because they were a part of other things. And I think he moved at least some of them, like he took down where they were, and at least he archived them, but he moved them, so yeah. You couldn't find them, I guess, unless you went to his site, which I didn't know about, and so there's still somewhat there, you know. That's why I never really fully deleted most of the comics from my early comics from my comic, yeah. Except there's one that I deleted. Yes. That no one will see again, unless it's somewhere on the internet. You know, I kept them up for a reason. I was like, well, okay, you can look anyway, you know. That's why they're in the deleted section. I'm not proud of them. They don't count.
Betapoons will remain on the server. I will say that. But once Daisies and Shit is up, it's not going to be, like, linked on the front page. It's elsewhere in the ether. You'll have to go find it, because
you have to hack into the directory.
It won't be quite that difficult, but I'm not going to leave. Right now, when you go to the Daisies and Shit site, there's, like, a little, you know, I still have that. You can still, right now, Betapwned is up there, and you can go back through them. And that's not going to be the case. They're not going to be up there, and you're going to have to.
Are they
going to
be just... I may have to, like, steal your ones with Jenny, the one with Jenny Everywhere in it, then.
You have to go through and, like, save as every single one.
No, I want to steal it.
Yeah, okay, fine. If you want to steal it, that's
I think I need to reorganize that site anyway. I haven't really checked to see if all the other sites that because it's designed in such a way that you click the link to go to their site to see what happens on their end because of how I did the comic. If I took everyone from their sites and put it on the site, it would appear odd because my comic is, because a lot of them were, I did a version and then they did a version. So it's a little bit different. It was a perspective thing. And so,
well, yeah, I could send you the full size files instead of you stealing the 72.
Well, it's not like I'm going to be printing them. I mean, I don't need anything bigger than so I'm going to come up with something and I'm going to ask everybody about it because I don't want part of my comic just be broken if some people's links don't work and they're not there anymore. But
I love how every episode of the Webcomic Beacon turns into some, like, detailed neurosis.
Anyway, well, this is time for a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, well, other things that are dying.
That's enough about neuroses. We're off.
Have news, questions, comments, or advertising inquiries? Transmit them to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com or dial 1-320-310-0922.
Oh, yeah. My.
Oh, my.
Speaking of which, I know exactly a great way to open up this next segment of the show. Each of you, I want each of you, starting with Nate. I want a couple of good Halloween creepy scary voices, or like laughs.
I don't do creepy anything.
I asked Nate to
go
first.
Do you know me? No. Well, it'd have to just be him.
No, you will. You will. Nate, can
but
you do it?
What do you want me to say?
Well, just some like an evil laugh or something like that.
An evil laugh. What, do you want it now?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Ready?
Yes.
That's quite good.
All right. No, I'm going to try it. Let's see if I can. See, but I'm smiling. I'm kind of laughing.
That was crap.
So I might have a cackling laugh. I don't know. No, I put myself on the spot.
Wow. Oh, come on, Fez. You can do it. That's good.
That's pretty good.
All right, Tanya?
I'm a girl. Isn't that scary enough?
Come on, Tanya.
I don't do the bed. Mwahaha. I'm not scary. People react as though, from just me being in public, people act as though I'm frightening. So I must just be frightening intrinsically. I don't need to bulk it up.
Oh.
What? I don't understand why we're doing this.
Well, because Halloween's coming up.
Because it's a Halloween thing, and there's spookiness with the kooky and the spooky.
The kooky and the spooky. I'll be kooky, you can be spooky.
All
right. let's see here. Dead webcomics. We have, one of the things to bring up, because of the type of show that I chose to attempt to do today, is, you bring up, hiatuses.
Yeah.
Or the indefinite hiatus.
Yeah.
Which you really should just say we're done.
It's better than readers, really, isn't it?
It's not really. Well, but depends on certain circumstances of the reason for which you have to go on hiatus.
Well, true. I mean, there are times when, I'm not going to lie, I've missed updates because life just gets in the way. But if I was going month after month after month of not updating, I'd have to at some point just turn around and be like, put a picture up on the website and just be like, look, I'm not coming back to this. I'm sorry. You'll have to wait, or I'll let you know when I'm back.
Right.
I'll send every single one of you a personalized email begging you.
I mean, it's only
fair. You can't just leave it hanging like that.
I did.
You
have mentioned on blogs and whatnot about like, oh, you know, I'm going to come.
I have. I have kind of mentioned it, but I mean, it's been like a fucking year, you know, hasn't it?
Yeah, but you've been on the show telling us that you can't because of this. Oh, I don't know if you've been saying on your site, but you've been saying on the show that, my eye. And
well, let me go back to my folder on my hard drive here about all of the little artworks I've got, and it'll let me know when I last updated that Beta Pwn comic days and shit. Yeah, it's been about a year.
Yeah, because it started with the nerve damage from the 24-hour comic challenge, and that was last October.
Yep.
So, and I kept thinking I should just, and I, that did cross my mind sometimes, you know, this is stupid when I'll just quit. I'll just say, I'm sorry. This sucks. I'm done. Mm. And then, if I start something new, it'll be great. But then there's that little voice in the back of your head that's like, no, don't give up. Just keep it alive. Keep it on life support. It'll be fine. And there's this bizarre twisted fantasy you have in the back of your head that your fans are so, so loyal to you that they'll just keep checking the dead site at least once a month. And so then when your new stuff starts, you'll instantaneously have all your numbers back. It's a stupid fantasy. I mean, let's be clear. It's opium induced, but still.
It's a lot easier if you had a really popular comic. And when we're talking really popular, we're talking at least like 30 plus thousand views.
Yeah.
Where you got a large fan base that, you know, I've been told that Jeff Jacks and Josh Lesnick have both been on the fence, not on the fence, but like on the side of the fence, saying that if you're popular enough, your actual update schedule doesn't update as long as you update.
Right.
I don't know if that's actually what they said, because this is secondhand, so I'm not claiming.
Well, Jeff Jacks has it on his on his live journal site.
Yeah, I didn't know for sure. I didn't want to make claims without for sure. Yes. Knowing, but yeah, that's certainly true. I mean, look at something like Zebra Girl, for one, which is constantly plagued with really late updates, but they look great. And he at least does update occasionally, so.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, if sometimes you can gauge, it's like, well, I got to take this week off. But, you know, you also have to be conscious that, okay, it's been a month. like an apology, at least. I mean, especially when you're younger. I mean, you're going to probably have a lot of peers that kind of, I mean, especially if you're active elsewhere and you have, and you're in contact with other peers, you know, you're probably like me. I really don't have I'm not even nowhere near 1,000 uniques for, not even 1,000 views for my comic alone. And that's fine. I understand my placement, but You know, it's
I know my place.
it's still a big thing. If I have to go on hiatus, I feel bad that I can't keep up with this schedule that I put for myself. Of course, the last two times I went on long hiatuses, they were justifiable. Well, the first time was the my computer was and so, therefore, I didn't have anything. I didn't have any files but a disc from the year before, and then everything that was already online. So that was, I had to rebuild a lot. And then it was a matter of, I got depressed and everything. And then most recently was the other thing that happened, and, you know, that's understandable. I still feel bad that, you know, when I first started, I was doing pages, 3 pages a week. Now I'm up to 2 strips a week, I'm updating.
It depends. It depends on a number of things. One, it depends on why you're doing it. You know, if you're intending to make a webcomic a career, you damn well better update on time. Period. Yeah. Because if you're attempting to be a professional, you should act professionally, and professionals go to work. that's the way that works.
Absolutely.
You know, so that makes sense. But
for hobbyists, if you're just doing it to make yourself feel better,
then it's like, fuck it.
Yeah. Well, and you also have to think, you know, nobody's paying for this. All the money that goes into my webcomic comes out of my pocket. Yeah. So, you know, and I've gotten, I think, two. Out of all the emails that I had that were very supportive, I think I got two that were kind of like, quit your griping, I want my comic. And then I thought, oh, well, guess what? You're a prick. And no.
No, I'm not gonna.
I want a comic. Give me my comic. Where's my comic?
Especially when you do it for a hobby and you pay, everything comes out of your own pocket for this and that. And some people will have donation buttons or wallpaper incentives and this and that. I don't particularly go with that because, you know, PSI is not something that I'm trying to do that until I actually can.
But even then, having a donation button does not mean that people are entitled
to a particular
schedule. The entitlements, you're just being a twat.
But if you have a link to a comic press site to sell your picture on a t-shirt, then you're pretentious enough that you should be updating on time.
I think there are people that do that just because, you know, they're mom wants one or whatever. I'm not gonna
email them.
I'm not gonna play psychic with people's motivations for their.
I know. It's just that I'm so far in the red. It's magenta. But you know, I know. I come too often to see like a link to some crappy ass, you know, print on demand crappy t-shirt with your character's face on it or just the logo. It's like, you know what? No, that's not what you do. Bad.
Bad monkey.
Pulls out his newspaper, rolls it up, and smacks his computer. Bad internet. No. Get back in place, you update a comic.
Shut up, Wesley.
I do think, however, if you're honest about it, you know, and you're honest about your motivations, and you're honest about what you're doing, I'm being very clear with daisies and shit that, you know, I'll update more than copper and less than Penny Arcade. Deal with it. If that's not going to work for you, this is the internet. There are other comics, and you may go read them.
There are plenty of things here to keep you entertained.
Yes.
Tree lobsters.
Right around the corner. Go look at that. That updates constantly.
Speaking about why you're doing it, Tree Lobster says that he's not sure, but probably for the hot chicks.
He gets nerdy hot chicks at that.
He does?
He's a skeptic. He should be. Aren't you getting nerdy hot chicks?
He has a web comic. He has a web comic. It's not in the cards.
But no, it's a skeptical web comic, and it's a nerd. It's a nerdcore web comic. He should be getting nerdy hot chicks.
Okay, then the chances are probably a little bit higher then.
The skeptics read Tree Lobsters, and they're nerdy hot chicks.
There you go.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, alrighty.
I don't have my chat room up, sorry.
Probably for the hot chicks. Too bad the hot chicks don't read your comic. No.
Skeptics. I'm going to tell the skeptics.
I have no idea. I that's what I said I was going to say, as in past.
Oh.
As in before.
They put out a calendar every year, so you'll know exactly what they look like.
All right. Well, speaking of calendars, I got to find the link, because there's a group of webcomicers that are making a calendar, a sexy calendar.
Woohoo.
I know for sure Jen Vaughn, the longest single syllable last name, at mermaidhostel.com. Let's see, a Peep Show 2011 calendar with featuring art of Colleen Frakes, Holly Foltz, Beth Hetland, Betsy Swardlick, Nomi Klein, Lena Shadhook, and others. I can't just read them all, but
I thought it was going to be sexy pictures of hot webcomicers.
Well, it's something like that. I'm not entirely sure what where is it.
Well, damn, I got to get in on this.
I got to ask him about it. But it sounds like each one of these female cartoonists are going to be doing a sexy something for one for each month of the. Of the year, and it's like $8 or $7 or something like that.
Quite cool.
I'm not entirely sure of all the details, but it was something I saw, so I'll mention. And
or really, any of the details.
I'll try to find a centric link.
He knows
it was
the calendar. He knows it was women. That's all you need.
He knows that there's 12 months in a year.
Well,
there might be pictures involved, but we don't know.
The image that they have has like I think 12 of them behind like this big long sheet, and all you do is kind of see like their bare shoulders and heads and their bare legs at the bottom, and it says order your copy of Peep Show 2011 calendar today. So if it's not sexy images, then I'd be very disappointed. Is all I'd be saying, because otherwise that's false advertising.
that would be a bit false advertising.
I mean, you say Peep Show, and you have supposedly naked ladies behind a towel.
I think there should be more sexy webcomicer merchandise. We need to bust through the bizarre notion that webcomicers
are... I'm sorry, Tanya. I'm just too busy, I haven't had much of a chance.
Nonsense.
So anyway,
think of the revenue.
In any case... aside from that shout out, we have The Deadlies is another webcomic that I had been told about at thedeadlies.com. A little Halloween esque, as in to go with the sort of theme. And I haven't really read so much of it, but I did. I haven't. I'm basically mentioning things because, sometimes people just get like random mentions. from if it's topic relevant, and there's another one I promised I would mention. It's called it's at sparkflowstudios.com, and if you click around, find where the comic is, there has like a witch and scarecrow and kind of, they're just getting started. So I'm just giving them a basic mention, but the art looks pretty good, and they've a couple of times had a bit of animation within their comics. Not so much lately, but a little bit at the beginning, they were like the panels moved a little bit more. There was a little bit of more animation in a particular panel, and that was kind of cool. But I haven't really seen that lately, so maybe they stepped away from that. But I said I would at least mention it, and it's the comic is actually called. I forget what it's called. PC and P. I think is what the comic itself is called, which stands for the three main characters' actual names. And I forget what they are. So PC and P or PCP, essentially. So I said I would mention that, and I did. So
Isn't that a drug reference?
Oh, I don't know.
Is PCP a drug?
It can be.
I was just curious.
Isn't that plastic piping?
No, that's PVC.
No.
I know, it's PVC.
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 And then PPP is player versus player. And no, PCP, I'm pretty sure, is.
Yeah, I know it is. It is.
I like that. We go from drug to plastic piping to player versus player. It's a nerdiness.
Yay!
It's a good sort of, you know, learning curve there.
Yeah.
And I think I got at least, I got a couple more to mention, just because I'm plugging things, and I feel like plugging things. This is a rare mood.
It's your show, go for
There is, remember the Cross Overlord, the Cross Overlord crossover comic that had, several comic webcomic heroines, heroes in it, and they were trying to fight the Smiley Man, kind of a loose spinoff of the Crossover Wars. Well, there's a new one. It's called Crossover Kill, done by the same people for the most part. Well, it's the same idea in setting and world. You got Mind Mister still, Fusion, Hoodoo, Energize, Majestic Knight, Captain Perfect, and Valkyrie Yuki.
All right.
So they're all crossing over together. I really like this, getting webcomic superhero crossovers going, because it's kind of cool.
Where's this one? What's the
it's at crossoverkill.com is where it is at right now. So
that sounds quite cool. I'll have a look at that.
Yeah. I like the concept of crossovers, but any time that I've attempted to do it, it's been just monstrous to write. I hate writing them because I get completely neurotic about whether or not I'm doing the other person's, you know, universe justice, and there's I'm far too anal for that kind of nonsense. I have to go through and read everything all through the archive all over again, and then, you know, channel some of
if you write small, shorter crossovers, they're a lot easier on the mind. And
you know what's easiest of all?
What?
Not doing it.
No, that doesn't count. That does not count. Yeah, the longer, like, bigger ones, they are a challenge, and the Crossover Wars certainly proved that challenge as far as how, you know, that thing was getting rewritten daily because it was all timely. Nightmare. Yeah, it was all happening timely every single day. If the other person disappeared, we'd have to either throw in a guest strip to cover that end or figure out, shit, what else can we do to make this keep going? But it was exciting. It was an awesome experience, at least for the creators, for sure. I'm pretty sure the fans that love crossovers had a great time, too. The regular readers might have been incredibly confused, but still.
It looked like an exercise in masochism. It really did.
To insanity!
There was a Halloween one a couple of years ago where a bunch of people were going to do some sort of Halloween crossover that I was invited to, and I was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, the webcomic crossover and cameo archive, I'm saying it wrong, crossover and cameo archive or whatever it is, we have webcomic cameo crossover, it's something like that, some combination of those words, it's basically the foremost archive you'll find of webcomic cameos and crossovers, references and such. For the last several years, they've been doing Halloween cameo capers, where they have, it's typically just, you know, like at most like a few months. And it's just kind of like people get together and they have
at most a few months.
I think 1 year it was just like a couple of weeks, but it's usually like a fun little thing. It originally was just supposed to be like find where these people are from, and it would just be like this kind of subtle thing. Then it became like an event, I think, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yeah,
and that's basically what one of my story arcs that went for like. Longer than I expected, but it was all integral to my plot because I was writing and designing it that way, and I ended up having a three-way crossover, which was really cool. The biggest crossover, as with most people, aside from the Crossover Wars, which had like 40 plus direct crossovers and like 80 cameos and references at least, is four comics doing a co-crossover. That is not just putting, you know, where the story is linked together with them. The longest crossover is between Emergency Exit and Parallel Dementia. Which was, I think, even technically longer than the Crossover Wars was.
Yeah. Wow.
So, which was, would be over a year. But yeah, so anyway, yeah.
There are little subtle sort of crossovers that happen all the time with, you know, artists that know each other. There was a recent Kitty crossover with Danielle Corsetto's Girls with Slingshots and Randy Mulholland's Something Positive.
I find those incredibly hard to follow.
How did you find that? It was a cat storyline. It wasn't difficult.
No.
That was it. What?
No. On Girls with Slingshots, with Girls with Slingshots, it's a subtle cameo. It's a subtle crossover because it's written in such a way you don't necessarily need to click on to see what they're doing at Something Positive. But when I've clicked over there, I'm like trying to go through the archives. It's like, wait, what? Why? It's like it jumps around, and I have no idea what the hell is going on.
It was really meant for people who read both comics.
Yeah,
because I mean,
if you've just read Girls with Slingshots, for example, and you're just sitting there, and then all of a sudden this pink cat comes out of a sink plug hole.
You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't quite get that. All I needed to know was that it's from Something Positive. Because I don't read Something Positive because I don't know, it just wasn't for me. Maybe it's hard to get into for me type of me, but
it's not a Fez type of comic. It's a me type of comic. I sort of have this sick, twisted writer's idolization for Mr. Mulholland that we're all aware of. But as I was so freaking kindly put it at PenguinCon, I admire that you can be such an ass on the internet. That's actually what I said to the man.
And what did he say?
It was meant with love, Randy.
Was he rocking the beard?
Yeah. No. What was his response?
Well, he actually, it was hilarious because I said it, and the second I said it, I wanted to cut out my tongue because it sounded really insulting, and I thought, great, I've just insulted this person that I very much admire. But instead he reached over the table and he, like, you know, took my hand in both of his hands and he said, "You'll get there," and it was very funny. it was hilarious. It was a golden moment.
Well, awesome.
And I didn't pee is really all I was happy about because I was terrified to meet him. And
you didn't wet yourself, it's all good.
I didn't wet myself, which is very nice.
And with that note,
Megan was looking at me the whole time like, it's just Randy.
Just Randy.
It's not.
All right. Well, we got to take a quick break. And when we come back, a bit of news. A bit of news. And a bit of news.
Maybe a cookie.
Cookie.
Ooh, cookies.
I like a cookie. I have a cookie. It's right here.
Actually have cookies. I want cookies.
I want this cookies too. God damn it.
You know what? My girlfriend's even calling from the other room and saying that she wants cookies.
So, cookies, no. Cookies, cookies, and right. We'll be
I'll
right
send
back.
You cookies, yeah.
Cookie Monster! Cookie Monster! Cookie! Cookie Monster! Cookie Monster, give me cookie.
That was Cookie Monster by XTT from musicalley.com by Mevio.
I was looking for an envelope large enough to send them.
Envelope?
An envelope.
There's an E there. It's an envelope.
Envelope.
It's an envelope.
Envelope. There's an E. Envelope. That's an A.
Nate?
That's an O. That's an O-N envelope.
I would say envelope, but it's because I'm from the south of England.
And so. I spend a hell of a lot of time talking to people from the UK. So it's an envelope. This is bad. I know a number of artists in the UK, and I know a number of artists in Canada. So at this point, it's even affecting my spelling. Like, everything has a U in it. There's,
oh, God. Yeah. I should...
Hey! Knock it.
Hey, just because I'm speaking English properly.
Well, I'm not going around
saying...
As far
as aluminium, because that's difficult to say. I want to say aluminum. So aluminium is still a bit of a stretch, but I can actually say it now.
You're not saying Kalur, are you?
What? Well, no, I'm not saying Kalur, but that's the way it's spelled.
No, it's not.
In English, Kalur. Not in American, Kalur. But in English. Anyway, I was looking for an envelope large enough to send these, or for Fez, an envelope to send these. And I was having difficulty finding one that was like that had hard sides. I didn't want to put it in a big floofy one because if they, I don't know what they do in international mail, they'd sit yaks on it. I have no idea. So.
I actually ordered a t-shirt, one of my t-shirts from Tanya's Printing. Yeah. And do you remember the packaging that they sent that through? It got completely, to quote you, hosed.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'd imagine they probably are sitting yaks on it or something.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And I've gotten a number of things from overseas and sent things overseas that just turn up in just like balls. I don't know what they do with them. They just crunch them into the smallest available space, I think. So I wanted something with hard backing, but I didn't want to send a box because when you send a box, there's extra space in the damn box and then that freaks me out and I can't send the damn box. And I don't trust the mail. So now I know what to fill the empty space in the box.
No, you're missing out on a tricky. You know what the solution is? You send the box, and then you fill it up with cookies.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I now have a solution. So I will put your art supplies in the bottom of the box, and then I will fill it with these cookies. We got these cookies. They're like a combo between a chocolate wafer cookie, and then there's like a candy bar smooshed kind of on top, and the whole thing's dipped in chocolate. You can't go wrong with this.
Cookie.
I'll send you cookies.
And I will be your art slave for forever. So there we go.
Another webcomic.
We take a break? Or?
No, we're not.
Back to
the show.
It's important to stick with the show. And I'm just going to have a chat.
Another webcomic that has like demons and stuff in it is Charby the Vampirette. Or I thought it was Charby the Vampire
Charby?
For some reason. Charby.
Charby the Vampirette.
Yeah. And we'll probably end up talking about them a little bit on next week. I think they're more demon-centric, so we'll probably bring them up more. Another comic is Eerie Cuties, which is the most uncomfortable comic I read. I'll explain. Eerie Cuties is all about these kids that are, high school or middle school.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm not entirely sure. It might be high school. It doesn't matter because they're all underage, and yet some sexy things happen that are like,
if you're in high school, you're not underage.
Should
16
I,
is
should I be
content.
Watching this? Should I be reading
this?
Yeah,
but these kids look young.
They look young, especially
is
the one.
Is it kind of like Japanese styled? Oh, yeah.
No, it's done by the same... Well, the art is done by the same person that does the art for Menage a Trois, and all those other... I forget the names of them, but...
It's a bit Japanese-inspired, which is why they look younger than they are. But as long as you know they're in high school, they're of the age of consent.
You're not really the age of consent until after high school.
That's not true. 16 is the age of consent. In some places, it's 14.
That's Canada.
No, that's Tennessee. In Tennessee, the age of consent is 14.
Avoiding jokes. Moving on. Let's see here. Another one, which, as a member of the Rampage Network, as in this episode, is partially brought to you by the Rampage Network, and I am picking at random, well, not really at random, more like because it aligns right with this topic, is Holiday Wars at holiday-wars.com. Guess what that's about. All the holidays are personified in two beings. A lot of like
and
the
war.
Well, from what I gather so far, the Easter Bunny is. I think he wants more, and he looks like he's all out war or doing something in cahoots
the
with
Easter
certain
Bunny
other
should
holidays.
Be slightly schizophrenic. It represents like gods now. It should be. Come on.
Nobody understands my holiday.
I'm shitting out eggs. It makes no sense.
Well, the title, like the top image has, you know, Holiday Wars updated Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Some girl, which is an integral part of the plot, for I'm gonna guess. And then there's Santa on his stomach, you know, on the ground, while samurai looking Easter Bunny is holding a big scimitar and it's gonna. Looks like he's going to kill him, sort of thing. But so I'm guessing that's pretty much all you need to know. So there's Holiday Wars. At,
that sounds like fun.
It kind of reminds me a little bit about of Breakfast of the Gods. That sort of, you know, the personifications of like the holiday of the cereals, and they're all like there's like sides and people get killed, and it's horrible but awesome at the same time. So I'm gonna be checking this out for sure, and so we'll put a link to that. By the way, is it dash or hyphen?
If it's me, I say tack.
What the
because
fuck
I was
is tack?
Navy, and it became a habit.
Tack. Hmm. That doesn't really work because someone might think that you're saying tack.
In which case, it would be a, it's. I mean, it's technically it's a hyphen.
Why is it a hyphen? It looks like
a. Well, because there are two words that are stuck together with a dash. It's a hyphen. If there's a space on either side of the dash, it's a dash. If there's just words on either side, it's a hyphen.
But no. But then. But okay. No. Okay. If it's a hyphen, that means it's supposed to be a compound word.
Oh, are you talking about in a URL?
I'm talking about in a URL.
You would probably say dash.
Well, yeah, but what is it supposed to, the line? So basically, when you
I don't think Webster's has spent a lot of time. You know, I don't think the Oxford English Dictionary is quite caught up to
no,
the way
no.
You
I want to bring this up. Windex should be blue. Oh, we God. Should know what we should.
How is it? I'm the only one on meds. Honestly,
I don't know. You have money, there's like Holiday Wars, holiday-wars.com or holiday-wars.com. We have people on the show that have said hyphen in their URL. And like when you're literally, like literally, like literary, in literal, when you're writing, in when you're writing
stuff. When you're
stuff,
doing stuff.
Literarily is what you're looking for.
Literarily is like, what is it? It's like, so it's supposed to be a hyphen when it's a compound word, where the words are supposed to be together. But if you have like a space, like word space, dash
then,
hyphen
then
space word,
yes.
then it's a dash.
However, as I've mentioned, the Oxford guide has not exactly listed a rule for the way to read out URLs, so I think either one would be acceptable.
Well, I don't know. Well, the thing is, like, because one of my pet peeves is people with quote unquote creative URLs in which you have to explain the URL when you give it to them versus something that's quick, concise, and easy to remember and easy
I'm
to
kind
distribute.
Of against all hyphens, dashes, ellipses, whatever else. Just stop it and just.
Yeah,
I think mush all the words together. We'll figure it out. It's
yeah. When I first heard somebody say their URL and said hyphen, I had a question. What? What? It's like, what's a hyphen?
Now, was it actually a compound word, though? In which case, they would have been correct that it was a hyphen. And you also have instances where the hyphen isn't actually because it's a compound word, but that it's a compound concept. Like, if you say first year, there should be a hyphen there because first applies to year.
Okay.
Compound concepts and compound words. And that's my phone going off. Sorry, that's my mother. And yes, I have a glee ringtone.
Oh. Wow.
All right. Well, I personally am for dash because it's one syllable. It's quicker. Hyphen. Dash. Boom.
I love it. He loves dash because it's quicker. Yeah, we've had a 10-minute conversation as to whether or not it's dash or hyphen.
You remember the elevator pitch. It's going to be a lot quicker to say dash. You added like a split second to your whole thing.
Yeah.
And also, you know, you, if you cut out the www, so that'll help streamline your thing. We understand. If you say dot something, we're going to understand that it's on the World Wide Web.
If you say www before your URL, what we understand is that you're hopeless. What we understand is that you are either from 1980 or there's no point in talking to you.
So, hi there. I'd like to tell you about my comic. It's on World Wide Web. .desanddes.com and that's com. Do you hear that?
No, he might not. He might not even say dot. He'd say period.
Ah. No, you know, you're either 70. You know, I still get that. My CEO, who's not a young man, he still says, you know, when I ask him for the URL for something, he still says www. So, and I never type it in.
Www.
You know, that's what he tells me. I think it's an older person's habit or a hopeless person's habit.
Okay, I got an idea. Let's try to, like, you know when you say a word so many times it loses all its meaning?
Yeah.
Let's do that with the word W. And it's like, so we just go www.
Or what we could do is you could just finally read out the URL that started this whole discussion.
No, I was quite into that, actually. Me and Fez had this whole Buddhist thing going on. Carry on.
www.
All I think of is Bush when you say W.
I know, all you think is Bush. Woo!
Oh,
euphemism.
Yeah, you know, I think about it more than anything else. I don't mean more than any other topic. I mean more than doing anything else with it, because I'm still terrified of women.
Oh.
Thanks for hitting us for a spot fest.
Hey, we're going to have a Chibudikin on December 7th, I think. No, not December. November 7th. To talk about coloring. So, and you
I
like
love her,
and
but she doesn't have to worry that I have horrible thoughts about her in my head.
Oh, boy.
Unless she wants to. You know,
anyway, we have a couple of things to go over. Not really, but I'm just saying that to move on. Let's see here. Going through, if you have a question, comment, or whatever for us at the Webcomic Beacon, you can email us at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at Webcomic Beacon. And let's see here. I'm looking. What the hell is this? Oh, okay. I get it. I do want to remind people that merely sending a press release to us will not guarantee you getting on this show or being mentioned, but we do appreciate them, and we do check out, well, at least I check out the press releases and see if it's cool and whatever, but otherwise we do have advertising, which people can look at webcomicbeacon.com/advertising, at which you can get your...
Hi, if you'd like to be on the Webcomic Beacon, please feel free to send money.
Because we are shameless. No, I'm not. Actually, I have a lot of shame.
I'm shameless. Send me money.
No.
Cookies, porn. It's easy.
It works.
Cookies. Yeah.
Hell, I'm not even officially a part of this, but you can send me money all you want. It's fine.
Yeah.
I send you money sometimes.
Sometimes.
And cookies. I'll send you cookies. And
I'm looking forward to the cookies.
By the way, Holiday Wars is part of the Third World, Third with a Three, World Studios group. Speaking of petty...
Are you okay, sweetie?
Speaking of creative URLs, Third World Studios at Third with a Three, world.com. I mean, www, period, Third with a... 3 and 4 worldperiod.com. I don't know. I can't do my a good old man.
I don't know what that was.
I'll get you.
Oh my God.
And I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you pesky kids.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm just doing impressions of Mark now. That's what it is.
Oh boy.
Gonna go.
Jeez. All right, now, get the girl and let her know you're coming to PenguinCon. I don't care if I have to whore myself on the street to make money. You are coming to PenguinCon.
Who are you trying to get to come to PenguinCon?
Me.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, Nate and the missus. Will she be missus by then?
She should be missus by then.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. Nate and the missus must come. I know. Must.
Yep.
Oh my God, you would love it so much. You can sit next to me and Megan while we scream about vaginas and bees. It's hilarious.
That sounds like the best holiday ever.
It is. I mean, granted, all you'd see is Michigan, and that's not much, but still. It's good company.
So, Nate, tell me what it is you got up to in the Americas. Well, I went over there, and I went to a comic convention, and I met these two very strange ladies who shouted about vaginas quite a fair bit. Well, that sounds fashionably fantastic.
We could take you by the neighborhood where Eminem grew up. I wouldn't recommend it, but we could.
Get me down at 8 Mile. I want to see what's on the other side of the tracks.
You really don't. We were driving around in not necessarily the best part of Detroit, and Stephen's like, we should pull over and get gas. And I'm like, no, we shouldn't. We have tourists written all over us. Might as well just scream mug me. It'd be faster. What? God damn it, fast talk.
I am trying to
take control of this madhouse.
Yeah, right. In any case, let's see here. We have you know, I don't even remember what the hell I was trying to talk about.
We were doing adverts.
Yeah, we were kind of doing adverts. and by the way, if you would like to advertise on the Webcomic Beacon, go to webcomicbeacon.com/advertise to sponsor a particular show, a particular episode either coming up, or you can also advertise on our Project Wonderful ads at webcomicbeacon.com/advertise and find all of the Project Wonderful ads. And I'm just repeating myself a lot. But this is the type of show that's in getting increasingly popular. And in fact, it is the longest-running, continuously updating webcomic podcast there is, because of the ones older than us had too long of hiatuses or they pod-faded, so that doesn't count because it's no longer continuous. And the other webcomic podcasts that are still around don't have archives as deep as us yet. So
I love that you're justifying dominance.
They got a bit too old and we sent them to the retirement home. But we're still awesome.
It's all about marketing. And if it's technically true, it's hard to argue.
Jump around.
Because yeah, of course. Our 3-year anniversary is going to be coming up, and we'll be starting year 4 of the Webcomic Beacon this December.
Yay!
So the plan is that December 5th will be our special entering year 4 episode of the Webcomic.
It's also
Beacon.
My husbandish birthday.
Oh well.
Ah, oh, happy birthday, husbandish!
Yes, happy birthday, husbandish!
So I think when we first started, it was actually December 6th. So it's like really damn close. And I think last year it also was the 6th, too, so it's like, awesome. And that's what it is. Well, I guess that is all for this. Speaking of dead webcomics, you know, I have to bring it up again, because, you know, because there are some, you know, webcomic podcasts that have, you know, essentially died. But I'm just going to give heads up, you know, there's digital strips, which was, you know, well before us. Their format is much different than us, they used to do a lot of, like, webcomic reviews, but they had a huge hiatus. But I think they're updating once again, and then, of course, there's the Geekcast that was, they're on, I think, a back-to-back hiatuses right now. So it's been over a year. There's The Dish, which I think is comic dish centric a little bit more. They did technically start before us, but their archive is not as deep. So that's, you know, it's points for us.
You know what the thing is? All the other webcomic podcasts, they're just not as sexy as this one. That's what it comes to. Look at your podcast. Look back at me. Look back at the podcast. Does it work? No. Yeah.
I love you so much. How many other webcomic podcasts are done by naked hosts?
Well.
Oh, you know
what?
You
did get the memo. You're supposed to be naked for this, right, Nate?
I didn't get the memo, but I'm naked anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I'd like to maybe try to do that, like write up the entire script and put it at the end of this episode or something like that. That'd be funny. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But then there's also webcomics We Pod Faded that was, you know, popular for a while, and now it's gone. But, you know.
Not sexy.
Yeah, not naked.
Obviously.
But you sexy. Can always come to the Webcomic Beacon where almost, well, we're very darn close, but we tend to talk about webcomics weekly.
We talk about boobs. We talk about boobs and porn and cookies.
As well as Webcomics Weekly, which I'm adding to the meta tag so that we can get some...
Oh my, are you serious?
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm gonna...
Fuck.
The only reason why I pick on Webcomics We Pod Faded because of the name. Because, sorry, it's in your name and you're not, so therefore, I can.
Oh,
it's all there.
God.
It's like self-fulfilling.
We're not
prophecy.
Weekly either, though. I mean, granted, it's not in our name, but we're not weekly.
We're near weekly. We're weekly enough. And
we
I might.
Week every month.
And now that I'm going to be trying to do more stuff with the episodes, like supplemental stuff, I'm going to be trying to fill that fourth week and have something
there. There will be one boobless week, but it will be a week.
Yes.
Well, actually, there might be boobs. Sometimes you have boobs on other than mine.
Yes, yes, but I prefer not to refer to our women guests as boobs.
Joining us this week is boobs.
Yeah. And boobs does a webcomic called, yes. No, so
you know,
anyway.
There's one person out there, Ms. Adams, who knows why I keep referring to boobs on the podcast. There's one tiny inside joke.
Darn it. Well, this is another joke I'm being left out on then. But it doesn't matter because I get to hear about boobs. But and this is so terrible. Why are we still online? Anyway.
Because boobs.
Speaking of which, before we head out, I'm going to leave you with one last thought. How would Monty Python and the Holy Grail be if it was a shot-by-shot remake featuring Brian Blessed as the lead as every main character?
I don't know who that is.
Brian Blessed?
Well, I know who Brian Blessed
is. Yeah, I'm not bad with him. If I saw his picture, I'd probably know who it was.
Gordon's alive?
Gordon's alive!
That guy.
Yeah. Okay, Tanya, go on YouTube, look up Brian Blessed, and then look up the You've Got News.
What was actually a lot easier was for me to just put Brian Blessed into Google Image, and there he is. Yep, I know who you're talking about.
Okay,
all right.
Well then go to YouTube and look up You've Got News, and that's just freaking hilarious, even if you don't know anything about British politics.
Good evening and welcome. I am Brian Blessed. It's me. Now, in the news this week, the polls continue to slide for Gordon Brown, and some people are saying he's dead and buried. But I think the opposite. I say, Gordon's alive!
Oh, you know, I know more about British politics.
Oh, you mean, have I got news for you?
Yeah, have I got news for you? Yeah, that.
Yeah, oh, he was hysterical.
Yeah, it's Have I Got News for You with Brian Blessed.
Oh, God. Yeah. That is freaking...
This is really sad.
Oh, the volume of his voice. He was just literally going, and then this week this happened, and it was fantastic.
I have spent so much time with you people across the pond. I literally know more about the last election there than I do about the election coming up here.
Hey, what, are you guys having an election? What's wrong?
Yeah, November. Get out and vote.
Exactly,
anyway, this has been the Off-Kiltered Webcomic Beacon with me, Fessworks at Fessworks.com.
This is Tanya at daisiesandshit.com.
And I'm Nate Hammond at www.jazzandshit.com.
I could lick you.
Thank you all for coming this week. Be sure to join us next week when we talk about
demons.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's all for now. Tune in next time at webcomicbeacon.com.
Hello, webcomicer. Look at that podcast. Now back to us. Now back at that podcast. Now back to us. Sadly, that isn't us. But if you started to listen to weekly webcomic discussion on the Webcomic Beacon, you could have fun with us. Look down, back up. Where are you? You're on the internet with the podcasts you could be listening to. What's in your hand? Back at me. I have it. It's your keyboard, and I'm typing in our web address. Look again. You are now at the Webcomic Beacon. Anything is possible on this webcomic podcast with weekly discussions. I'm on a microphone.